My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
We waited all that time for that? Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. It is a Falcon Monday, a disappointing Falcon Monday, and we want to talk to you at 404-726-0929. Listen. I think we all feel,
obviously we need to score more points.
Thanks, Art.
That's right.
We all feel the same way. I am so frustrated with the buildup to see the lack of offense that we got yesterday. Mike, our quarterback was not good enough. And for me, a lot of the frustration you're going to hear today has to do with Kirk Cousins. Not because I don't think he can get better. Not because I don't think he will be better. Not because I don't think he'll help us win games. He will. But coming off of all the hype and circumstance surrounding the injury, and he's healthy. And Mike, you said it in the crosstalk there with Andy and Randy. He doesn't look healthy, guys. He didn't look healthy. He didn't look like he was moving the way a healthy quarterback moves. Now, we saw him at practice, right, but we didn't get a chance to see him be challenged with guys in his face like yesterday. And Mike, here's the other thing. This is the last thing I thought I'd be saying about Kirk Cousins. Mike, he did not look like he was comfortable enough to throw the football. He looked a little confused and lackadaisical in his reads. And, Mike, I didn't think I'd be thinking that about Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, there was so many things to not like about Sunday. And I'm with you there. Cousins, it just didn't pass the eye test. And we talked to Mark Raimondi later in the week from ESPN.com. How much he was in the shotgun. So that's more shotgun tosses than he's ever done as far as a starter. So, okay, is that because he's not 100% and you don't want him backing up off a center? Which I know you can still run play action out of the shotgun, but it's not as effective as when you're backing out of the, you know, under center. And then is it also because T.J. Watt was in on every – it's like T.J. Watt was in the huddle. Is this on one or is this on two? It's on two? Okay, got it. Break. I mean, it's like at some point the line coach has got to talk to Dahlman and you got to go with a silent count. You got to do something. Because the tell was there. T.J. Watt was jumping the freaking snap count. So either way, it didn't look good. I thought from now, I sit higher than you. I'm up on 342, so I get to see the routes developing. Rarely did we get separation. Rarely did our receivers get – the only time, you know, Pitts, that was blown coverage, and Pitts is wide open and for the touchdown. But Mooney wasn't getting open. Drake London wasn't getting open. I was very disappointed in what I was expecting. And Bijan, I mean – I know you got Bijan and you love him, but you can also move Algier. You can get Algier in there to move things a little bit, too.
Yeah, you talked about the balance between these two. There was none, and I love B. But the balance we need between Algier and Bijan Robinson just didn't feel like it was there yesterday. But let's be honest, that's not why we lost this game. Okay, we lost this game because our quarterback turned it over. We had three turnovers. We lost this game Not because of the defense. I'm going to say that again. Nope. Not because of the defense. Defense balled out. They played their asses off yesterday. They got off the field when they needed to, and they gave you an opportunity to win. We lost this game because the thing we thought we could hang our hat on, Mike Bell, we didn't do jack. That is the offense.
Yeah.
That is the O-line, and that is Kirk Cousins.
Three empty possessions. I mean, snapping the ball into the motion, man? I don't think I saw that when, you know, Pop Warner games, Carl. I mean, that's just, that's Mickey Mouse. That's a lack of preparation. We'll talk to Raheem Morris on Thursday because it's a Monday night game with the Eagles, national television. But, I mean, guys, we have to address, and we will get, I know Raheem already talked about this a few times with the media. They've got to find a balance with preseason. If Cousins isn't ready to go, then you need to ramp up Michael Penix's workload and let Michael Penix start the season. And I'm not trying to make this into a controversy. I'm just saying, if Kirk Cousins is going to look this bad again, you really needed to have Michael Penix get as many snaps as possible and just concede. Cousins is 8 weeks later than Aaron Rodgers' Achilles injury. We were told he was fine. He didn't look fine.
No, not at all. Kirk Cousins, you didn't play like a vet. You played like a rookie yesterday. Kirk Cousins, you weren't ready. I didn't expect that from you. And you didn't protect the ball. For everybody who wants to talk about what Justin Fields is and isn't, you know what he is? He's beaten our ass twice. Back-to-back seasons.
Yep.
For everything that he's not, he beat us as a Bear and he beat us as a Steeler. So for everybody who wants to say he ain't that good, he owns us. Okay?
He's 2-0 as a starter against the Falcons, and he played electrically in Chicago. He played within himself in this game.
He didn't
have to do too much. Their run game, they had great balance. He scrambled when he needed to. He hit Pickens when he was open. A.J. Terrell, by the way, one of the highest paid corners in the league, lets Pickens run right. I mean, there's a lot of things to not like, but you're not going to get on the defense when you turn the ball over, you gave him great field position, including, remember, they had a 57-yard freaking field goal.
Yeah.
I mean, they barely get on the, they're on the other side of the 50 with that kick. So the defense was fine. Judon is going to get better. He's ramping up. Simmons is going to get better. There were some things that were uneven about the defense, but you cannot fault it. Kirk Cousins cost you the game. Kirk Cousins threw two god-awful picks. That's Desmond Ridder-like stuff. The last thing I was expecting to see on Sunday.
Well, let's be honest. Kirk, your first ball should have been a pick.
You're right. Could have been three.
He threw it directly to Dante Jackson, I believe it was. His first pass should have been a pick. And I was like, who's he throwing it to? And then I was like, all right, he's going to calm down. And then he didn't calm down. He was more nervous than I was, and I wasn't playing yesterday.
Right.
Atlanta, what's going on? 404-726-0929. Want to hear from you. Listen, we've got a long season. I'll say this, and this pains me. The damn Saints looked unstoppable yesterday.
They went through Carolina like poop through a goose, man.
Mike, they scored on 9 straight possessions. They got the ball, score. Got the ball, score. Got the ball, score. And I'm like, is this an NFL game or a high school game? Carr looked like an MVP, and here we are struggling to get anything going. Now, they didn't have the Steeler defense. And I said this to Mike, for all the talk about TJ Watt, we are not going to face another dude like that for a while. The Eagles defense as a whole is really good. Their interior line is good. But they don't have a dude like that. Everybody has an issue blocking TJ Watt. And Mike, this was my fear. I said it Friday. We were over at Atlantic Station. Number one, know where he is on the field. We got to find a way to block him. And we allowed him to be just the guy that I thought he could be and disrupt the entire game plan.
And that's where it was. You know, I mean, I counted. I lost track. I think it was at one point like a dozen running plays or all the action went to the left side behind Jake Matthews and Bergeron. This is something we talked about. Now, Pro Football Focus, TJ Watt aside, I've never understood how their metrics work because when's a double team? How do you grade somebody based? Maybe you don't know what his responsibility is if he's pulling, whatever. But I mean, I didn't think at times last year like a top five offensive line, but it was one of our selling points. We'll be able to protect Cousins. Couldn't do it. The shotgun thing, we'll get into that later in the show, but that looked so out of character for Cousins, and you said it. Cousins just looked like a fish out of water. He looked like, you know what he looked like? Looked like a guy who's coming off a major injury who hasn't played since like Halloween weekend.
Wait a minute.
That's exactly what he is.
That's what he is.
But we were told he was ready. I mean, we go with what, as Carl says, we go with the information we have, is what we were told.
By the way, some of the stuff that's in the playbook you weren't allowed or did not get to yesterday because you limited yourself with how you approach this game. Is that Zach Robinson, our new OC, saying we got to chill and make sure that he's good? Or is that Kirk Cousins saying, I don't feel comfortable running that? I don't know. All I know is you guys better flip the switch and be a different offense next Monday night, or this is going to get embarrassing. 404-726-0929. And oh, by the way, we said this, and this is why this start is a big deal. You guys can tell me it's not. Saints look like incredible.
Look at the Bucs. Look at the Buccaneers. Right? Buccaneers and look great on
the
offense.
Bucs look great. And all of a sudden you're telling me, well, the start doesn't matter. The start does matter. So this one is in the can. But we have to be so much better, Mike, offensively if we have any chance to go 2-2 in these first four games.
I mean, to score 10 points at home and you got to go on the road to Philadelphia against the entire Georgia Bulldog defense in the last 3 years. Yeah, it's a bit of a daunting prospect. You know, and just get back to your initial point. And I was talking about this with the guys in my section. 342, we rep. There were no Steelers within a 6-seat radius.
Nice.
So we had some new guys, too, which bought season tickets, too, right? And a father-son combo.
That's what you want.
Right. But, I mean, I just hate it. And look, I'm hoping the only way, and Carl and I just talked about this before the show started, the only way it changes is if we go on a big run and we become constant playoff contenders, then we'll start to have people not selling their tickets for the PSL. And because, you know, the Steelers and the Cowboys coming, you can make a fortune. People did. Tickets are going for $500 in my section. You know, so it is what it is. It just sucks as a fan because we're not selling sunshine here. We actually believe in this team, and it is only week one. But I do know this. If we're going to go 2-2 in these first four games, we had to have that game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.